Welcome to episode 258 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. In chapter 1 of the book of Colossians, Paul has just prayed for the people to whom he has addressed his epistle, that they will be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now in verse 14, he begins a litany of amazing truths about Jesus Christ that are probably the most concentrated description of the glories of Jesus in the New Testament. Let's list them. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation, that is the specially honored first and only Son over all creation. Verse 16, by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him. All things were created for him. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead. In everything he is preeminent. In him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. He reconciles all things to himself, whether on heaven or in earth. And he makes peace by the blood of his cross. This is worth memorizing. If your heart ever wavers and grows cold, go here, memorize this litany of glories, and ask God to give you affections that correspond to the measure of this greatness. If any person, or any power, or any wisdom, or any love, awakens any admiration, or any amazement, or any joy, let it be the greatest person, and the greatest power, and the greatest wisdom, and the greatest love that exists, Jesus Christ. Let's go back to verse 16. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Note the three prepositions, by, through, for. And all things were created for him. All that came into being exists for Christ. That is, it exists to display the greatness of Christ. Nothing in the universe exists for its own sake. Everything from the bottom of the oceans to the top of the mountains, from the smallest particle to the biggest star, from the most boring school subject to the most fascinating science, from the ugliest cockroach to the most beautiful human, from the greatest saint to the most wicked genocidal dictator, everything that exists to make the greatness of Christ more fully known, including you and the person you have the hardest time liking. But of all the things, the millions of things Paul could have mentioned that Christ made that exist for his glory, he chose to mention these. Verse 16, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, even these were created through him and for him. Now Paul knows that these rulers and authorities include evil supernatural powers. Look at Colossians 2 verse 15, in which Paul celebrates Jesus' triumph on the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. So here are the rulers and authorities that he refers to in Colossians 1 verse 16. They turn up again in Ephesians 6 verse 12. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities. They are, Paul says, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. They are evil supernatural powers that aim to deceive and destroy the human race. They have been decisively defeated at the cross, where Jesus disarmed them and made his people completely secure through faith in Christ. but they still do much harm in the world because not everyone believes, and even believers can be hurt by them. So where do they come from, and why do they exist? Colossians 1 verse 16 gives a decisive part of the answer. Not the whole answer, but the part we need to know. By him, by Christ, the Son of God, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. That's where they came from. They were created by Christ. And why do they exist? Verse 16, all things were created through him and for him. They exist for Christ. They exist to make his glories known. It doesn't say he created them evil. In fact, the little book of Jude speaks of angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling. They were created good, and they rebelled against God. Paul knows this. He knows what they once were and what they have become. He also knows that Christ knew they would fall before they fell. Christ knew that there would be sin and rebellion and evil. And with infinite wisdom, he took it all into account as he planned the history of salvation and the triumph of grace at Calvary. Therefore, when Paul says the rulers and authorities were created by Christ and for Christ, he means that God created them knowing what they would become and how in that very evil role they would still glorify Christ. Knowing everything they would become, God created them for the glory of Christ. Now, why would Paul tell us this? Is it helpful to know this? Paul certainly thinks so, because these evil powers are the only thing Paul chooses to mention as an example of what was created by Christ and for Christ. Of all the thousands of things he could mention, he mentioned this. Why does he think this is good for us to know the truth of Christ's sovereignty over rulers and authorities? Here are some of the reasons why. It is objectively true, not merely opinion or idea. And people perish for lack of truth. These truths make clear that Christ is the only being worthy of worship. There were people in Colossians saying that the worship of angels was a part of the way up to God. No, Paul says these angels that some think are so great were created by Christ and for Christ. Don't worship them. Worship the one who made them. Paul was concerned that in this pluralistic intellectual atmosphere of Colossae, Christians could be captivated by high-sounding heresies. See to it that no one take you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. With these great truths about Christ, Paul is protecting us from philosophies and traditions that do not cherish the supremacy of Christ. When you embrace truths like this, you're not easily swept away by man-centered trends or traditions. Paul wants to make crystal clear that when Christians who feel so small and vulnerable hear about hostile thrones and dominions and rulers and authorities, they know beyond any doubt that Jesus Christ has all authority over them and they cannot do anything apart from his sovereign permission. And finally, Paul tells us these things because he wants us to see and feel that our salvation in Christ is invincible. When Christ died for our sin and rose again, he disarmed the rulers and authorities. Have you put your trust in him? If so, here is what he says about you in Colossians 3 verses 3 to 4. You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Father, thank you that Jesus is sovereign over everything. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.